number 100. Peter H. Klopfer versus North Carolina.
Good morning, and welcome to this episode of Quarantine Constitution Conversations. I'm your host, Nathaniel Entz, and in this episode, we will discuss the 1966 Supreme Court case ruling in Clover v. North Carolina. Joining with me today is special guest Wade Penny, who is a young lawyer, argued this case against the Supreme Court. Wade, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Grab your popcorn, folks, as we travel back to 1966. This is going to be interesting. So, let's go back to the beginning. In 1963, the state of North Carolina charged Peter Klopfer with criminal trespass while participating in a civil rights movement inside of a restaurant in Durham, North Carolina, outside of Duke University. At the time, he was a teacher at the university and was protesting for the desegregation of the restaurant so that his students could attend together. At the trial, there was no verdict reached, and the state moved for a nolle prosequi, which would allow the state to dismiss the case and come back for later review. Obviously, Klopfer would not want this, as the case would loom over his head until there was an outcome, so he objected, arguing that the court's decision infringed his Sixth Amendment right to a speedy trial. The court denied his argument, stating that the right to a speedy trial does not include the right to compel the state to prosecute. And this is where Wade Penny comes in. Klopfer decided to take this to the Supreme Court. And in doing so, he searched for a lawyer and eventually wound up at Wade's doorstep. Wade, can you tell us what was going on with you when you first met Peter Klopfer?
Well, I had just opened up my own law firm and I was taking any case that rolled in. Most of my previous cases had been minor, stuff like traffic violations, tickets, and other petty crimes. So when Peter came to my door with that case, I was hyped.
Very interesting. You think you could tell us about what argument you were going in with?
Let me break it down real easy. The petitioner, Mr. Klopfer, was arguing that the state court had violated his Sixth Amendment right to a speedy trial. The history of the right to a speedy trial and its reception in this country clearly establish that it is one of the most basic rights preserved by our Constitution.
Very interesting. So could you tell us about the decision the court came to?
Well, in a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court held in the 1967 decision that the right to a speedy trial is one of the fundamental liberties that the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment makes applicable to the states.
So the decision wasn't on the basis of the Sixth Amendment?
In Chief Justice Earl Warren's majority opinion, reversing the lower court decision, held that indefinitely suspending a trial violates a defendant's right to a speedy trial. The court also held that the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment applies the Sixth Amendment to the states.
Wow, very interesting. Well, thanks for joining us today, Wade.
Thanks for having me, Sonny Boy. Tell the family hi.
I will. Talk to you later. To conclude, let's break down why this court case was so important. The 1967 decision of Clover v. North Carolina was the first Supreme Court case to discuss the implementations of the Sixth Amendment. Along with this, this court case was one of the landmark cases including selective incorporation, which is a constitutional doctrine in which the first 10 amendments are applied to the states individually through the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment, exactly what Wade was describing. These court cases are integral in the federal government protecting the civil rights of the people of the United States against the states when they create unjust or limiting rulings. And well, that wraps it up, folks. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Quarantine Constitution Conversations. Episodes are made possible by viewers like you, so please share with your friends. Thanks, and have a great day.